This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live Sunday edition. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, and Free Talk Live is broadcast recorded on many stations. Mm-hmm. Many of our 190 radio stations choose to air us at different times. We try to make life easy on the program directors of these radio stations and let them do what they want to do. We do love to get your calls, and the numbers. 855-450-3733. We also have at discord.freetalklive.com, we have the Discord app. If you go there, you download it on your phone, or you can use your laptop too. You can call in and sound really great. If you are going to use your laptop, use headphones. Makes it sound better, and usually an additional mic really spruces things up. Discord.freetalklive.com. So, I got an article here from the Huffington Post, a bastion of conservative tripe. Decades of increased state spending on public education yield scant results.
No. But we spent so much money.
Yes.
If public education were so bad, it wouldn't cost so much.
Yeah. Now, this isn't the newest of articles out there, but I love to bring these up because I really like to use Huffington Post because people don't argue with it.
Right.
The people who want to see government schools get more money and you forced to pay for the worst school in a given geographic area are generally not going to argue with the Huffington Post. Huffington Post says, and, this is studies that this quoted, but
that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Right.
20% of public school graduates are functionally illiterate. That's not the people that went to public school, government school, and said, "This sucks, I'm leaving."
Right.
And I don't know, maybe they could read better than the people who actually graduate. I don't know.
Gooder. Read gooder.
Well, I mean, I can say this undeniably and unequivocally, government school students are far overrepresented in U.S. prisons. If the government can get your kid for up to 13 years, in many cases they go to prison before that, but for, most of their adult life,
right,
they have them, and they still can't keep them out of their prisons. They're bad at this, or they're good at it. You've got to decide which.
Right.
I think they're good at it, personally. I think that these things are designed to make you a factory worker or a convict.
Yeah. If you go back to the early progressive era, you look at some of the things that, Woodrow Wilson said, we do not want the sharpest, brightest minds. We want people that can follow instructions and be the proletariat. Mm-hmm. We don't need them to replace the educated, the lofty amongst us.
Right. We have plenty of those.
Right. I agree with you completely. It's sad.
It's like the Working the Car Wash Blues by Jim Croce. It says, I told him the fact was that I'm a genius. And he said, we got all we can use. Despite pumping billions of dollars into public schools for more than 40 years, the most recent data shows a public education system that cannot turn money alone into positive results. Even after a decade of No Child Left Behind initiatives and a recent surge in more than $80 billion in federal stimulus since 2009 intended to lift student performance quickly, there's no significant gain. A study by State Budget Solutions comparing state spending on education, standardized test scores, and graduation rates shows both performance measures prove there is little aggregate cumulative improvement in America's public school system when it comes to teaching our young. The study, "Throwing Money at Education Isn't Working," was conducted on data from all 50 states by SBS analysts, that's State Budget Solutions, analyst Kristen DePena, as part of a ongoing state and municipal financial crisis project by Sunshine Review. The conclusions are undeniable. Suggested solutions are difficult but achievable. National Governors Association graduation counts compact on state high school graduation data was only up from 73.4% in 2009, 74.7% 2011. Worse yet, American college testing scores did not move adequately compared to the financial investment taxpayers are funding. So it doesn't make a difference whether you're talking about high school, middle school, elementary school, college. Throwing money at education is not the solution. It is the solution to the problems the teachers' unions have. It is definitely that solution. Like, let's get more funding for people who work, 9 months out of the year.
Well, yeah, and it's not just teachers' unions. I mean, teachers' unions have always been the common, you know, sort of scapegoat. You know, well, you know, it's the teachers' unions. But there's other unions involved in education. There is a, you know, basically a service union for all the janitors and for everything like that. I know my school district has a, you know, we have to vote on that ridiculous contract every 2 or 3 years. That happens.
Can't you just get somebody else to clean up the school?
You would think. Or you could just, you know, allow the free market to provide solutions, and it could do that too. The other aspect, and this really goes to the growth in education, is if you compare the growth of the number of teachers versus the number of administrators. And that should shock anybody. You know, when we throw, you know, another few million dollars in a school district, you know, because the teachers are saying, you know, we need more help and stuff like that, they don't get new teachers. They get more administrators. They get more layers of bureaucracy.
Teachers rarely get what they want, even when the funding's there, when it comes to teaching. The paychecks are there in many cases for teachers. And if you want to know what the free market would pay teachers, all you have to do is look at private schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, now you know.
Yeah.
There you go. Look, best I can tell, teachers are paid higher wages in government schools, and I would presume that's because working there stinks.
Yeah,
you've got to you're forced to work with kids. You're forced to be, you know, not forced to work with kids. You have to work with kids because you're getting this great paycheck that don't want to be there in many cases. And when there's one kid in the classroom that doesn't want to be there, he makes it so that there are more kids in the classroom that don't want to be there.
Right. But what I don't hear, and I have a lot of friends who have homeschooled and have unschooled and done all sorts of alternatives, I don't hear these horror stories. You know, I don't hear the, you know, oh, it's such a nightmare to have to teach my kid all day or to do the couple hours that we have set aside for, you know, math or whatever it happens to be. I don't hear that. And I'm of the belief that the problem is systemic, and the systemic problem has been our reliance on a system of education that was foisted upon us in the progressive era, and that's the Prussian model of education, and it just doesn't get the results. So this is what we get.
It's probably great for some kids.
Right.
But the problem is you try to take all these square pegs and pound them in those little round holes.
Right.
Or vice versa. Whatever it might be. I don't know what the shape of the kid is or the shape of the hole they're pounded into. But you can't. Every kid's going to need something different. And I'll tell you the deep, dark secret of homeschooling. We don't spend the kind of time that your kid spends at school learning.
Right.
There aren't 7 or 8 hours spent homeschooling kids.
Right.
Because you don't need to.
Oh, you must not love your kids.
What's
your problem? Come on, man.
What's the point in getting your kid to graduate high school at 11?
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
Right.
So if you just want them to kind of keep up with grade level, because that's a good way for to learn or whatever, then, you know, by the end of sixth grade, what's that, 11 years old, 12 years old, somewhere in there.
Something, right.
You want them to be able to read and write. You want them to have reasonably good penmanship.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be able to spell many words.
Some people on the internet want them to spell all the words right.
Well, they're not going
to. I'm one of those people.
they're not going to.
I know.
And the you want them to be able to do addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division.
Right. That quote I was trying to think was Woodrow Wilson. We want one class of persons to have a liberal education. We want another class of persons, a very much larger class, necessary in every society, to forego the privilege of a liberal education and fit themselves to perform specific, difficult, manual tasks.
855-450-3733. 855-453.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5% to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about This study that's being reported here in the Huffington Post, not a particularly new post, but nonetheless, it's true then, true now, that throwing money at schools doesn't work. That they've got this study, Throwing Money at Education Isn't Working, conducted on data from all 50 states by State Budget Solutions. Well, I mean, what other information do you need that this just isn't working? That a school system and whether you like it or not, the school system was basically created about 120 years ago, and it wasn't designed for modern students. It's still not. Government is not known for innovation.
Right.
Sitting in classrooms may not be the best way to educate kids. Certainly it's not the best way to educate all kids at all ages. You know, maybe in high school it's a good idea, but maybe it's not. And I've got to say, I went to government high school. I went to private school from kindergarten through 8th grade, from 9th grade through 12th grade. I went to a government school. Through 11th grade, I went to government school, and I went to the bad kids' school in 12th grade. And I'll tell you, I don't use any of the information that I learned in high school except for typing class. And that was an elective.
Right, right.
I mean, typing class was not considered something that, you know, somebody who wishes to move on in life was going to use. I didn't hear a lot of predictions that we're going to all have computers in front of us all day long, every day.
No.
No one was saying that when I was in high school.
No. The idea was it was a nice skill to have for men.
Yeah.
It was okay for women, you know, and I went to the school in the 70s and the 80s. It was more of a career opportunity.
Yes.
I could type. You know, that was a selling point. That was something women could immediately put on their resume and increase their odds of getting a job.
Well, I'm sure it's true now. Everybody's got to have at least some ability to type.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for Mrs. Bird, who taught me, you know, the quick brown fox and all that good stuff. The number is 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And we're helping to build it there at Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community, and it's at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect, too, where you can connect with other people and share and that kind of thing. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarious ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL. You get a special badge because it's free. We couldn't give you 10% off. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 100% off of free. It's free, but if you go there, use coupon code FTL, you get a special a badge, and there you go. You're in business. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Jerry calling in from Oregon. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Also,
yeah, I was talking about the educational thing. I work in construction here in Oregon, and when I was going to high school, they actually took out the wood shop and metal shop class during my sophomore year.
Wow.
and I graduated in 2006, and now it's actually hard to find people that can actually read a tape measure.
Yeah. It's interesting that some of those basic skills are things that, and I'm a big fan of vocational education too. If you have a aptitude or an interest, that's keys to happiness and to doing well in your work.
You'd think that in math class they would just hand out a big a 5-gallon bucket of tape measures and say, "Okay, we're going to learn this because, I haven't used differential equations yet, You know, I haven't used Algebra 2. Frankly, geometry, I haven't used proofs, postulates, any of this stuff. But I use a tape measure on the regular. And you're right.
Yeah.
I'm having to teach my son. Well, you know, obviously, where would he get this information if it's not from me? But I've got to teach him how to use this thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and it's a simple tool. And it's really hard to find a good helper right now, and business is booming because.
Right.
Well, and, you're hearing them complain about not getting $15 an hour at McDonald's, though.
Right.
I mean. Hey.
If you don't even have those basic skills, how are you going to even be able to do any work on your home when you get that $15 an hour raise?
Yeah, and it's a shame because in those jobs, I mean, maybe. What are we? We're 10 years into a recession, which they continue to try to convince us ended. But wages, we just did a story on this. Wages finally reached 2008 levels, measured in 2018 dollars, mm-hmm. which are 21% have the purchasing power 21% lower than they did in 2008. So we basically really dropped in wages and things like that. But you still have the serious need for craftsmen and for people that can do these basic things. And I just, you know, again, to not to beat a dead horse, but this idea of, you know, using the factory as the model for education, which is what the Prussian systems really did. That's what they saw efficiency. And that's all they were going for. How can we get the most people in here? How can we educate them all at the same speed and then push them out the other end, just like a big assembly line? It just doesn't work. And, you know, it's, you know, it didn't take me that long to figure out how badly it works. But at some point, when do people start to wake up to this and go, we're just throwing our money away?
Yeah, I'm with you guys because everything that I learned from high school or middle school, I don't really use in the real world.
Yeah. Right. I feel the same way. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I appreciate it. I look at, you know, I mean, I've got to call people out to my house like everybody.
Right.
And I, you know, you look at these HVAC guys, the heating, whatever, AC, I don't know, ventilation and air conditioning.
Right.
That's what HVAC, I guess, stands for. You look at these HVAC guys, plumbers,
right.
Electricians, people who come to your house and do something, they never leave with less than $200 in their hands.
Nope.
Never. And, I mean, you know, it's a pretty darn good career when you're looking at, you know, first you basically walk into one of these places and say, hey, I'm tired of working at McDonald's.
Right.
I will show up on time. I will have my hair combed and I will have my teeth brushed. And at that point, you're going, my guess is you're going to get a job. Now, I've never worked at one of these places.
Right.
I did some roofing work at one point, but, you know, it's a completely different situation. And I mean, it's a real career for kids.
Right.
Young people. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That'll be saddled with a communications degree.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News. Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but that merely means wind speeds have backed off.
At the end of the day, there is still more rain on the way.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says some areas that haven't had much rain are starting to see heavy bands of precipitation.
And that's going to be the central portion of North Carolina, which is why we've really started to see those flash flood warnings really expand in that portion. In fact, areas of Winston-Salem now under a flash flood warning.
More than 600,000 homes and businesses are still without power. This man in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I've been out and about, and the electrical problems, the electrical lines that are down because of the trees, it's awful. It's awful. It's going to be a long time.
Also, a tornado was spotted on the ground near Henderson, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use the Discord chat, discord.freetalklive.com. Hundreds of people in there chatting, by the way. Mm-hmm. Well, not at this moment, but there are hundreds of people in the Discord chat. And at any time, any of them can be talking. They're often busy doing something in there.
There's about a dozen people right now listening to the show, chatting in Discord, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Talking about this the study here from the Huffington Post that says that, well, increased spending on government education yields scant results. And we, of course, have been saying this for a long time on Free Talk Live. It's not gonna make a difference. But I do wonder. The one caller called in about shop class being gotten rid of, budget cuts, and all this. Well, it may be that was the most important thing they were teaching at the school.
Right.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash to fund your account. You can save between 5 and 33% on things you're going to buy anyway through Amazon when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Save at purse.com. Saveatpurse.com. This is awesome. The trick is you got to use cryptocurrency, but it's worth it because you're saving money. Save at purse.com. Go to Linda calling in from Colorado. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good.
Well, I just was wanting to agree with the gentleman that called earlier that the vo-tech schools are definitely important because the jobs that they train for will definitely give the kids and adults that want to redo their life and get a better job, including women in welding and whatnot, because they need them for scuba divers. They need them for working on bridges and, you know, steel work, whether it's welding or wood shop or anything.
Yeah, this isn't a sexist thing. This isn't a sexist thing either. I mean, there's no reason why women can't do jobs like welding or carpentry or plumbing or any of these things. The issue is, you know, the other jobs, the jobs that one would expect in a robust economy just aren't there. We don't make much in this country anymore, you know.
Well,
so
actually, the country's manufacturing more than it ever has. It just has fewer manufacturing jobs because it's being done by robots.
You think? I'd like to research that a little bit.
That's what my understanding is.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Linda.
Most of it is because it's gone that direction. And with President Obama, he was pushing going to college, get a college degree. Well, you're forking out
many tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Yeah. And then not being able to find a job in that field because it doesn't exist anymore by the time you're done.
Well, in many cases, in many cases, you're talking about kids who are just going to 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade.
Right.
You know, they're just leaving high school. They don't have any clue what they should be doing. They haven't been out there in the world at all. I wasn't ready for college going out of high school. I just wasn't because I had no clue what I should be doing. I was just going to.
Well,
I knew what I'd do.
Doing electronics and doing computer work and stuff, which is great for those that are adapt to it. But there's kids that enjoy working with their hands and just building things, whether it's metal or wood or doing drawings.
Just fixing and stuff,
they
too.
They got everything. They switched everything out from being, you know, manual drawings and board work to all computer. So the first major EMP hit, all those computers are going to go down, and nobody's going to know how to do any darn drawings.
Right. So you got a whole lot of people that know how to use AutoCAD, and nobody knows how to use a mechanical pencil.
I've heard that sunspot activity can, if it gets bad enough, can try electronics.
It could.
Well, we had some major sunspot activity this last week, which shut a couple of the observatories down. They've been shutting, I think, half a dozen down. They were shut down completely.
And, it'll be interesting. I've followed that stuff kind of off and on, not to segue from jobs and vo-tech to sunspots, but I think we're about to hit another minimum, aren't we?
What's a minimum?
So the solar cycle runs about 11 years, and it has minimums and maximums. It ebbs and flows. It follows the same cycle, and it has for hundreds of years.
Okay.
And when it hits a minimum, then we have less solar activity, and temperatures tend to cool off around the world. When we have solar maximums, then we have the maximum number of sunspots that we see, higher levels of solar activity, and then the temperature seems to go up. Somehow, Al Gore figures this all has something to do with global warming. No, I'm kidding. Al Gore doesn't acknowledge that the sun affects it at all.
Right. Well, you think it would.
He helped push dumping classes as well on the kids.
And he invented the internet. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and can't even do math to give you correct change at McDonald's.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Linda. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. You know, I mean, when I'm I do math with my son. Mm-hmm. We work on this stuff. And I do wonder, now he's great with it when it comes to giving change. I've shown him the little tricks. I ran a register for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, it's a fine skill to have. But I kind of wonder, well, Miss Seacard, my trigonometry teacher, lied to me when she said, you're not going to be carrying, it's not like you're going to be carrying a calculator around in your pocket. Well, it turns out I am.
Yeah.
I'm carrying
a heck of a lot more than that.
The most powerful computer she'd ever seen at the time,
right.
Multiplied times 100 around in my pocket. And so, yes, I basically feel like you'd need to know how to do multiplication, division, long division.
Right.
You need to know how to do those things. You need to know how to add up, you know, long addition and long subtraction, but that you basically need to know your times tables by 12s.
Sure.
To a gross.
It's a good skill to have.
And then you need to know how to use a calculator after that. You know how to do the problems.
Right.
Because it's rare that you're going to be sitting down, you know, putting the brackets for a division and doing the division out when, you know, you've just got a calculator sitting right in your pocket.
I get that. But I also recognize, and this is where I look back at my math teachers and go, okay, you were right in some of this. So problems, you know, I operate a retail shop. Some of the things that we have to do are to calculate the increase over a cost to get a selling price. You know, how do you mark something up? And there is
just keystone it.
Exactly.
Double it.
That's easy.
I don't know.
But oftentimes, you know, it's little things like that that make me sit there and go, okay, I have to look at this somewhat algebraically to try to figure out if I know X, what do I need to do with Y and Z? Do I need to multiply? Do I need to divide that? And so on and so on. So I do believe that there is a role for some of that stuff.
I think you need to know how to think algebraically.
Yes.
And not arguing
that may
with
be a better way
simple
of putting it.
Algebra
right.
For you know, people, and they're teaching algebra to kids at grade school level.
Right.
I mean, right now my son's doing algebra. He doesn't know it.
Right.
You know, if it's, you know, 5 plus blank is equal to 11. Solve for blank. It's solving for blank is the same as solving for x.
Right.
This is still algebra.
Right.
You know, and at some point or another, then they're going to turn that 11 on one side to 7 and 4.
Right.
Or whatever it is, and then, you know, you've got going on there.
See, this is old school me thinking back to algebra class in a classroom, and you actually just saying, here's the problem. But again, your son is still thinking algebraically, and I think that's the important skill.
Yeah, to think algebraically, not necessarily to have to do the algebra.
Right.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Here talking about the funding of government education. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about the AMP program. The AMP program is a program where you can help us to create a world where people at least understand what the non-aggression principle is. I want everyone in America to know that libertarianism means that you do not use force or fraud to achieve your goals, whatever that means. It's a moral position. And if you want people to understand that moral position, then you need to support the things that teach that moral position. And Free Talk Live does that. And I want to thank Kingston Smith for his gold amplifier status for going on here for quite some time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here, here.
Really appreciate that. Kingston Smith and your support. And we could be thanking you, too. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Don't use it for anything else. So help us to increase our marketing budget so we can reach more people. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ron calling in from Kansas. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, say enjoy your program or whatever, Nat. I want to agree with you, Nat, that, I think too much money is going to the old higher superintendents and that type of people that are employed in school. But I do feel like the teachers, I've got a daughter-in-law that she almost lives there. That's her, vocation or whatever. And I would like to see her, get more of the money that's coming in. One thing that really I think where America has gone wrong is, and that's when they kick God out of school. You know, they're trying to get away from him even being, you know, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, with God in that or whatever. And that.
Right.
Just, well, you know, we don't so have the respect could, for elders or other people.
It's I went to a Christian school for years, and I mean, I think that you should be able to, you and your children should be able to keep their money that they you know spend in property taxes to send other people to schools that don't teach the stuff that you want taught, because, well, I mean, they do have schools that teach what you're looking for. The problem is you just have to pay extra. And why not use the money that you're already paying to send your kids to these things? And I think that's what everybody should be able to keep their money and use the school that they want to use.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, yeah, I'm 66 years old, so, you know, I'm working with grandkids or whatever now. But
well, right. I'm sure you'd help with your grandkids' education if you had to.
Yeah,
well,
and
I have the money, yeah.
Yeah.
And know, I think God had a good message for us and had to respect other people, you know, and they're just, that has kind of gone by the wayside, I'm afraid.
So, right. I get what, yeah, and I get where you're coming from, because I grew up in that era, you know, when school prayer wasn't, people sometimes just prayed in school and it wasn't a big deal. And we did say, you know, certain things like this, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, we talked about God, and that came up, and there was just never any issue in the 70s and in the 80s.
We rarely said the Pledge of Allegiance at
every day
at the Christian school.
Yeah.
So, you know, we certainly prayed several times a day.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I mean, if I looked at those kids that went to that school, I'd say some of them are probably good religious folks right now, and plenty of them aren't.
I guess what I would posit is this: is that there has been a removal of any sort of moral anchor. Morality is never really discussed in modern education. You know, morality we do get from religion, but we also get it from ideas like libertarianism, where we talk about non-aggression and we talk about, you know, just it's basically the golden rule. But if the only anchor in morality you ever had in this Prussian factory system of education was Christianity, and you yanked that out, then you're not doing anything at that level that would imply any sort of morality at all. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I'm of the opinion that the morality I got from my church, my private school, and my family was lacking. So
right.
I think that if I had not been taught, don't do bad things because you'll end up in hell,
right.
And then I come to the conclusion in high school that maybe this whole hell thing isn't really what they're talking about. Remember, Christians don't agree on what hell is or why
or
it's there
or
any of that stuff.
Whether there is one at all.
Right, or whether right. there is one at all. When the only reason that you are taught to not do bad things is you might end up in the bad place, then
right.
when you stop believing in the bad place, then what's your reason for doing good things? If instead you're taught when you good action results in good things,
right.
bad action very often results in bad things, that we far too often teach kids that bad action can result in good things, like, you know, movies about bank robberies and politicians, letting politicians get away with all kinds of crap, and all this, these messages that come at kids that bad stuff can result in good things. Well, it's not a surprise. Some of them are going to try acting bad to see how that works.
Right, right.
I think what we need to do is get back to, you know, you're going to have the best life possible if you comport yourself in an honest fashion,
mm-hmm.
you're true to your word, and then people are going to, you know, send money and interest in your direction, and
right.
that's what
treat,
you want.
Treat others well. And I just, like I said, it's something that I feel is missing in society, and I don't know if I have a good solution. We got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, let's go to Big Loaf calling in from North
nice.
Carolina. Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. So, down here in North Carolina, and, you know, I've been watching a lot of weather coverage, as you might imagine, with the hurricane is, you know, passe as it may have been as far as these things go.
Right.
But, one thing that caught my eye while I was watching it is, this, guy that's, pretending like he's being blown over by the winds.
This is great. I love this. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you all seen this?
Yeah.
We were talking about it before the show,
It's a weather channel reporter who's, you know, out in the weather, why they send their reporters out in the weather is beyond me. If the weather's bad, you don't want us out in it, then why? Don't send people out there. He's out there. He's pretending to lean against the wind. And then, as he's doing this, he's giving his report behind him, casually strolls these two people, like nothing's going on.
Right.
So either he's faking it or the wind is just in one particular area.
It was classic.
And I'll leave it to everybody to be the judge of which of those two it is, right?
Right.
If I may assume that it is, he was faking it, right? I mean, and it seems pretty clear to me that he was. Yeah, it certainly looked like it, right? And I started looking around, and this isn't that uncommon. You know, there's the morning show, the Today Show report,
right,
where the lady's in the canoe and people walk past, and then it's actually two of those from two different news stations. And it got me wondering, at what point do people stop watching this garbage, right? I mean, because love or hate Donald Trump, the man's on to something. They are really fake news.
I remember the one of it was Anderson Cooper a few years back, where
standing
in the ditch filled with water,
looking like he's in a flood zone or whatever.
Flood.
You're standing in a ditch. Get out of the ditch. I watched this. So when the hurricane was passing through South Florida last year, I think it was Maria. I'm not sure which one it was. My wife was down there, and once you get into the pattern of watching hurricane news, you're going to keep watching because where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? Is it going to break right? Is it going to break left? And that just happens. So I don't know why they do what they do. Just give me the reports.
Right.
Right. But even that, I mean, you know, when you say just give me the report and they make it up, right? And these are just the times they get caught. Presumably they don't get caught a whole lot more. So it's pretty clear to me.
Yeah. Sometimes our callers get a little excited.
Hitting the dumps there.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a nationally syndicated radio program, and it's true that you'll see some things on the news that aren't always correct, but using the S-bomb as a result, I get it, but we can't have it. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Thank goodness for the dump buttons. It's can't say I've never had that same problem before.
I've done it myself.
Yeah, probably the most watched video of Free Talk. The second most watched video of Free Talk Lives is me swearing at Ian because he just pushed my buttons just a little too hard one night. And, you know, it's kind of his job is to push my buttons.
Yeah.
And some people are like, yes, somebody finally told him. Not that,
you know, some good video.
Cussing at idiots doesn't make people make idiots not idiots. It doesn't work. It's the number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.